Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, let's focus more broadly on the U.S. equity markets. Very much a sideways move so far this month. You can even argue after the recent top of that bit of a recovery that we saw from the March low, topped out at the tail end of April, and now the markets are trying to figure out what their next move is. One thing that no one can deny, though, is that there are some clear winners and some clear losers when it comes to this market. And a lot of these winners, being tech, healthcare, and large cap stocks, really do seem to be supporting this market. It's not the first time we've seen this, but how long do you think we could continue to see just a select few large names hold this, the broad averages up?
Yeah, Corey. Well, I mean, as long as they continue to, they can. I'm not going to make any predictions on how long that'll take. As long as they continue to be constructive and make higher highs, higher lows, that type of thing, we'll continue to own and buy those few select areas of the market. Now, you mentioned they continue to hold the broad market averages up. I would say they continue to hold up some of the popular large cap averages. On the flip side, the broader averages, the broader markets are actually pulling back quite extensively here. They're probably, you know, getting close to like 15% off of the highs we saw around the time we talked a couple weeks ago. So while those bank of caps do hold up the popular averages and things don't look that bad through that lens, the broader market of stocks is really starting to suck wind again. So like you said, it's there's a clear distinction of winners and losers in this market right now.
So Dana, when it comes to playing, let's say, some of these winners, so whether it's tech or healthcare, are you still taking the strategy of maybe buying dips, trying to play the upside here?
Yeah, well, you got pretty much two parts of that coin. So you have the broader market, which, you know, the overall market. Which way are you trending? Right now, we think a couple of weeks ago was probably the top of that, as we spoke about at the time of that B wave, you know, retracement bounce from the March lows. I think more or less probably ended 2 weeks ago. So right now, our bias in the overall market would be down. So that's the one consideration. The other consideration is obviously is in terms of the sectors, what sectors you're looking at. So we have on the one hand, some sectors that we want to trade with a long bias and buy the dips, but within that downward trending market. So we're not going to be as aggressive in buying the dips. We'll wait for better support levels and continue to trade those from the long side within that downtrending market. On the flip side, you got there are a handful of sectors that we've been playing from the short side that we will be selling and shorting the rips on a consistent basis. We'll be more aggressive in it now that we're in what we think is a downward trending market again after that pretty extensive bounce from March into the end of April.
So Dana, what potential or possibility do you see these markets going through another waterfall decline, much like we had at the late part of February and most of March?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of that in select sectors. Based on what we're seeing now in terms of some of the levels getting broken, some of the those lagging areas of the market that we've been shorting, you know, things like financials and small caps, and even over in Europe and some of the international markets, they've already been breaking down some of their key support levels, and even the banks this morning almost approaching those March lows already. So some areas of the market, I think we'll see that full-fledged either retest of the lows or even break the new lows in this during this downswing. On the other hand, some of the leaders we've been talking about, you know, they might just see a pretty healthy retracement pullback. but hold well above, you know, those March lows in this phase of the decline. I think down the road we get maybe a more more sustainable bounce into later this year, and then we get another wave down that we see that type of a waterfall decline again that takes, you know, pretty much the whole market into a new low territory, and another wave like we saw in February to March, where basically there's nowhere to hide during that phase of a bear market.
Okay, so a sell-off like that could bring everything back down, that race for cash. It's a potential, hey?
Oh, yeah. I think we're in even a longer term, a secular bear market, but a cyclical bear market probably for the next, if it's, you know, on the order of magnitude of a typical cyclical bear market, we're talking about maybe 18 months or so. If that's the case, you know, you're going to get, when you're in those down waves within the cyclical bear, there's going to be nowhere to hide, like we saw, you know, in February to March, and we saw, you know, in the fall of 2008, where pretty much everything got taken out. You're not going to see sectors like we're seeing right now, like with healthcare and technology, that are holding up pretty firmly, and you're not going to be wanting to buy the dips there in those sectors or anywhere, because pretty much there'll be nowhere to hide.
So is it simply just going to be price action that shows you when these markets are going to go through a more pronounced breakdown? Because as I said, May right now, it seems to be kind of a back and forth, the market trying to decide what the next move is going to be.
Well, we take our clues first and foremost from our risk model that we developed. It takes a lot of breadth considerations in, as well as some money movement, like smart versus dumb money type of measures, as well as some sentiment measures. So it's a combination of those types of things will direct our basically our overall thinking and our overall bias in the market. So if breadth is rolling over, if the broader market is rolling over, then we're going to be leaning negative, especially if we're coming off of maybe a more bullish sentiment picture, and smart money measures are starting to sell ahead of the dumb money stuff, in combination with, like you said, some of the price, some of the chart analysis, some of the price levels that we look at. The chart stuff we primarily use to as triggers, as entry and exit points, and kind of fine tune our timing as far as trade execution. But the broader picture is usually, for the most part, directed by the risk model and those indicators and those market indicators that we look at.
Okay, so when it comes to sectors that are performing well, I mentioned tech, we mentioned healthcare. Anywhere else that you have an eye on that has been performing well?
For the most part, that's it right now. We're seeing, you know, we were seeing earlier in the year, you saw the utilities and consumer staples, some of the defensive names that were holding up pretty well. They have kind of relinquished that relative strength. So it's mostly now it's just left to the healthcare, technology, biotech, as well as, you know, the miners. So the gold miners, you know, went to new highs, multi-year highs, as you know, over the last several weeks. So gold miners are on our radar, as well as in terms of an area that we would certainly be looking to buy any pullbacks.
Okay. Well, Dana, not much more to say here. These markets, again, it's a select few sectors and stocks that continue to move higher and look strong, but there is this broad underlying weakness that it's hard to say when it's actually going to matter. But right now, it seems like, the markets are still, for the most part, hanging up there. But hey, there's a lot of people that do not have the confidence that they will hang up there, and especially that the next leg up is not going to be higher. A lot of people expecting a move down to start over here. Dana, thanks for your time today. I'll post a link to your website. Thanks for your time today, Dana.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey.